Hilchas Oinoa Halacha Aleph, Ha'oino Shtus. The basic halacha is that what the Torah defines as a person being tricked in business, meaning not charging the proper price, is when it's a sixth or more. Al pima shekosa halacha aleph, al pima shekosa Rabbeinu Neir Yoris Simen Reish Pei, this halacha will be based on chapter 280 in Likutei Moran, al posuk ki seitzei la melchama loivecha, which happens to be this week's parsha. Today is Sunday, Parshas Kiseitzei, Tov Shinayin Hei. Bechinas Masa Umatn Be'emuna. There, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the topic of doing business properly, in a kosher way. Ki Hamasa Umatn Levarer Hanitzoitzois. The main reason why Hashem designed the world in such a way that people go out to do business is to be able to find and refine holy sparks that have fallen into the materialistic world and into materialistic objects. Vize nase al yidei ho emuna. And the way that a person accomplishes that is through faith and through trustworthiness. She'oise hamasa umatn be'emuna. By a person conducting his business with emuna, with faith in Hashem and trustworthiness. V'tzorech ledabek pnimius machshavtoi b'shas hamasa umatn el ha-Torah. A person has to make sure that the inner part of his brain is connected to the Torah when he's doing business. There's a person's brain, and there's the chitzonius of the brain, and the pnimius. There's the outer, the surface of the person's brain, and then there's the innermost part of the person's brain. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this there, as do other svarim, that even when a Jew goes out to work and his work includes his brain, he's got to think, he's got to make calculations, he's got to analyze things, which means he must use his brain for his work. A Jew must always make sure that there's a certain part of his brain that's totally dedicated to Hashem, that's reserved 100% for Hashem, so that even when he's working, 90% of his brain, let's say, could be involved in the work. There's a 10% that's untouchable, that's connected, only devoted to Hashem. And he will never forget that he has to daven mincha, or daven mariv, or something he needs to do for Hashem that's critical. I once heard, there's a pasuk, the Gemara says, Godoil hanenem yegia kapov, yoiser miyirei shamayim. There's two categories. There's what's called a Yirei Shamayim, a person who has real fear of Hashem. And the Gemara is using that term here to refer to a person who's totally dedicated to serving Hashem, a person who learns, spends his entire day in Torah and Tefillah. That's the Yirei Hashem here. And Hanenam Yegi Akapov means, and usually the Yirei Hashem, then what does he eat? How does he live? He's being supported by others. There are other people going out to work, and they're supporting him, as in the example of Yisachar and Zvulun. So the Gemara says, between the two, Godoil Hanena Miyagi Akapo, a person who supports himself, he doesn't have somebody else supporting him, he's supporting himself, is on a higher level than a Yirei Hashem, than a person who's learning and davening, but coming on to others to support him. How do we know this? The Gemara learns it out from two psukim. The Gemara says, regarding a Yirei Hashem, there's a pasuk that says, Ashrei Yirei Hashem. Fortunate is the Yirei Hashem. Regarding a person who earns his own living, it says, Yegia kapecho kisoichel, ashrecho v'toivloch. That if you earn your own living, you support yourself, ashrecho plus v'toivloch. And the Gemara says, ashrecho ba'olam hazeh, it'll be good for you in this world, and it'll be good for you in the next world. So the Gemara says a person who earns his own living is on such a high madrega that the Hashem promises in this world and the next world, and he's on a higher level than a Yirei Hashem. So the Mefarshim ask, just because a person goes out to work, mamish the Torah, ashrecha v'toyo, and one of the explanations they give is, look at the pasuk that's being brought to prove this. The pasuk says, Yegia kapecho kisoichel, a person who eats from the fruit of his hands, which means that when he works, his hands are involved in the work. His brain is still totally dedicated to Hashem. That's the person about whom the Torah says, Ashrecha v'toiv loch, that he has this world and the next world, because he's doing both. His body is involved in his earning of a livelihood, but his brain is still very, very dedicated to Hashem. So then they ask the question, but hold on a second. What about a person who must use his brain in his work? There are people whose work is relatively brainless. They don't have to think. There are people, I know a person who works in making batim for tefillin. He prepares batim for tefillin, and he's been doing it the past 50 years. So he doesn't really have to think that much while he's blackening the batim or this, that. So he has a tape recorder and he has shiurim playing all day. He can listen to 5, 6, 8 hours of shiurim while he's doing his 8 hours of work. So we see again, his hands are involved in the work, but his brain, his head could be learning Torah, mamish learning Torah. So for such a person, he's got both. But the answer is, what about a person who must mamish use his brain? He's got to think, he's got to... And the answer there was that still, even that person, there's a chitzonius of the brain and there's a pnimius of the brain. And even that person must make sure that the pnimius of his machshava is always reserved for Hashem. It's reserved for ruchnius. Back inside, Vaideze mekabeles hoemuna koyach levara hanitzoitzois. And when a person works this way, then the emuna has the power that it needs to refine and purify those holy sparks. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 280 in Likutei Moran. Vize bechinas chochma binodas da'asiyo oilel hayitzira shehu vov shehu atoira. Towards the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal quotes a piece from the writings of the Arizal, where the Arizal speaks about the elevations that the different worlds have sometimes, the midos of Hashem and the different worlds. And the Arizal tells us that when the different worlds, when the Olam Ho'asiya experiences an elevation, the way it works is that the top part of the Olam Ho'asiya moves up and it becomes the bottom of the world above it. So it's the Chochma Bina Das of Asiya which goes up to the world above it, the world Yetzira, and there it becomes a covering, in a sense, for the lowest part of the Olam HaYetzira. Now we know that the four worlds correspond to the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, so that the Yud is Atzilus, the first He is Bria, the Vav is Yetzira, and the He is Asiya. So here he tells us that it goes up to the Olam HaYetzira, which corresponds to the letter Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shehu HaTorah, which represents the Torah. It's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh that the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei correspond to Ahava, Yira, Torah, and Mitzvah. The Yud is Ahava, the He is Yira, the first He, the Vav is Torah. We know when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Luchos, the Gemara says the Luchos were 6 by 6. So the letter Vav very often is used to represent the Torah. And the Vav represents Tiferes, which is also Torah. There are many proofs to show why the Vav is Torah. And the last Hey represents Mitzvah. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Study chapter 280 in Likutei Moran well, and you'll see all of this presented, you know, clarified. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Vehine Yitzira Hu Bechinas Malach Memtes. The Olam HaYitzira is referred to as the world of the angels in general. The Olam HaAsiya, the lowest of the worlds, that's the world that we are in. The next world, the Olam HaYitzira, is referred to as the world of the angels. The Olam HaBriya is referred to as the world of the throne of Hashem. Among the angels, the highest angel is the Malach Memtes. His name is mentioned in the Gemara many times. His name is spelled Memtestes Reish Vav Nun. We don't say the name. We have to be very careful. The only angels whose names we're allowed to say are those angels whose names are used commonly for people. Michoel, Raphael, Gavriel. Other than those names, a person is not allowed to mention the name of an angel. The Arizal says if you mention the name of an angel, you're summoning that angel. And if you do it without proper reason or you're not qualified to do it, the angel can be mazik you, can cause harm to the person, chas v'shalom. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'hine yitzira hu b'chinas malach matat shehu vav shehu b'chinas shisha sidrei mishnah. The Olam HaYetzira, which we said corresponds to the letter Vav, is also corresponds to the six sections of Mishnah. Shemevarer Hadin, where in those six sections of Mishnah, we're sorting out what a Jew is allowed to do. Kosher, Posel, Tomei, Tohor, Osur, Mutter. If you look throughout Mishnayis, you see that that's what basically is going on in Mishnayis. They're debating these three types of debates, which means there are six positions that the Tanoim take. V'alkein, Mishom, Mekabeles, Soemuna, Koyach, Levara, Hanitzoitzois. And it's for this reason that the Emuna receives its energy, its strength, from the Olam HaYetzira, from the Torah, to be able to refine holy sparks. Kibirur Hanitzoitzois, Hu Bechinas, Levarer, Hatoiv, Menorah, Keyedua. Because when we talk about refining these holy sparks, what kind of refining are we talking about exactly? The answer is removing the junk. These holy sparks are like diamonds that have fallen into the mud. And now this diamond has mud all around it. And you have to search for it, you have to find it and pick it up. And when you pick it up, it's got mud on it. You have to remove the mud, the ra, in order to remain with the toiv. V'zeh na sedaiko al yedei ha-toirah. And this is accomplished specifically through the Torah, Dehainu al yedei shemevarin hadin hakosher apostle, by a Jew learning Torah and clarifying the halacha. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to do this? Are you not allowed to do this? Is it kosher? Is it posel? Ayidei ze yechoylan levarer hatoiv min ara. That's what gives a person the ability also regarding those sparks to separate the good from the bad. Shezel birur hanitzutzos. We know Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this a lot also in chapter 8 in Likut Imran, where he speaks about the importance of learning halacha. Rabbeinu Zal says there that halacha, when a person learns Gemara, even at the end of learning a whole sugya, a whole chapter, it's still not clear yet. So what do I do? Is this permitted or not? I saw 10 different opinions here, and they went back and forth, and it wasn't, in many cases, it doesn't resolve it. It's only when you go into the halacha, you go into the Shulchan Aruch, there we see the final rabbis taking positions, and then there's a decision that's made, in many cases. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, that in order for a Jew to fulfill his main mission in life, which is separating the good from the bad, being able to refine these holy sparks that are found in this world covered with mud, it's extremely important for a person to learn halacha, poiskim. Because the more a person does that, it'll give the person the ability to separate right from wrong, good from bad. Vehine, kishema'ane umates chaveiroi. Now, when a Jew tricks or fools another Jew in business, he's committing a transgression against faith, against trustworthiness. That business that they're doing is not with faith, in good faith. Because he tricked and fooled his friend. And this is why the Torah says, what amount? The amount is a sixth. Bechinas Vav, referring to that letter Vav, Shehu Bechinas HaTorah, which represents the Torah, Shemishah Mekabeles HaEmunah Kanal. That's where the Emunah receives its light from. We talk about conducting business with Emunah. Where does Emunah receive its light from? From the Torah, specifically from the Torah Shebal Peh, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. V'alkein, and therefore, Shtus Machsiroi Noah. If the difference is a sixth, then whoever got tricked, whoever benefited, has to return that sixth. The deal, the sale still stands, the purchase stands, but that sixth has to be returned. Pochos mishtus, If the difference between the normal price and what this person was charged is less than a sixth, eino nechshev klal, it doesn't count. It's negligible. Yoiser mishtus, if the difference is more than a sixth, bitul mekach, the deal is cancelled. Ki pigam ho'eino, hu shema'arev toivora, because this sin of oino is all about mixing good and bad. Dahainu shenivgam ho'emuna, meaning the emuna, the trustworthiness has become defective. Ve'eino mevareres hanitzoytes kanal, and it's not doing its job anymore. It's not refining those holy sparks. It's not separating the good from the bad. So the good and bad are mixed up together. Ve'zeu b'chinas pegam havov shehu ha'toyrah, b'chinas malach memtes kanal. And that represents a pegam in that letter vov, which we said represents the Torah, which represents the world of the angels, which is that Malach Memtes, he's the king of the world of the angels. Shehu b'chinas kosher posel tomei tor v'kanal. V'alkein, and therefore, kol shehu shtus choyzer. As long as it's a sixth, you return the sixth, and everything's good, the deal goes through. Ki b'chinas matat, b'chinas ha-toyrah hanal, Mechlak levov bechinois, because this oilam hayetzira, this angel, this malach memtes, this Torah is divided into six sections, which are, as we said in Mishnayis, it's kosher, posel, tomei, tohor, osur, mutar. Nimtza, kishapigam einu magia rak bebchinas chelik shtus, veloy higia dain lebchinas hayoyser mishtus. When the sin, when the problem is within a sixth, it's not more than a sixth, it didn't spill over beyond a sixth, then dahainu lahafoich mikosher leposel. If the problem, the difference in money is more than a sixth, then it means you went out of your box. We said there are six boxes. There's a box that says kosher, and there's a box that says posel. There's a box that says osur, there's a box that says mutter, and so on and so forth. If the difference is a sixth or less, then you're still within that box. You didn't go out of the box. You didn't go from osur to mutter, or from kosher into posel. V'alkein yeshnoi b'chazora. And therefore, it's possible to simply return that amount, and the deal goes through. Aval kishapegam hu bebechinas yoiser mishtus. Whereas when the defect is more than a sixth, then what it means is azai bechinas ma'arev toivora. Then it means you actually took something bad and something good and mixed them together. Ki mahapich mikosher l'posel, because now you went out of your box. Each box is a sixth here. You went out of kosher into posel, or out of posel into kosher, because each box represents a sixth here. Ki bebechinas malach memtes bechinas ha-toyra, ein shom rak vov bechinois. Because within this oilom hayetzira, within the malach memtes, within the Torah, there are six lanes. Picture a highway, six-lane highway. You're in your, until a sixth, you're still in your lane. You're still in your lane. The minute you go over a sixth, you went out of your lane into another lane. And that lane, it could be oncoming traffic. We know what that means. So therefore he's saying, a sixth or less, you're still within your lane, still easy to repair. You go a little bit this way, you're a little to the left, go a little to the right, you're still okay. The minute you went beyond the sixth, you went out of kosher into posel. You could be going and out of this lane, going into a lane that's going that way. So there, already, the deal is cancelled, period. Ki tekev kishayotze mikosher, azai hu posel. Because the moment the person went beyond a sixth, the moment he went out of the box of kosher completely, the only other option is posel. Within those, the closest lane to that is posel. Nimtza, kolzman sheina pegam agir rak bechelik mishisha. So long as the problem is still within one sixth, shehushtus, ועדיין לא נוגע יויסר, it didn't go beyond that. שו בחינה שפו גם בבחינס אחס מהשישה בחינויס, which means therefore, he was only poigem in one of the six boxes. למשל, for example, בבחינס kosher, he was poigem within kosher. But v'loi noga yoiser begvul posel, he did not cross the line of going into the box of posel, nimtze shadayin lo yeirev kosher beposel. So this person did not mix together kosher and posel. Rak shehu samuch l'sham, it's just that he got close to there. He veered off. We know a Jew's always supposed to stay in the middle lane, always stay in the middle. He's leaning, he got very close. Because he went out of, he charged the wrong price, and he went up to a sixth, he's mamish on the borderline, where a drop more, he's going to be crossing a red line and going into the other lane. V'al kein choizer, therefore he still has the ability to go back. Avol tekev kishia kabgam yoiser lahala. But as soon as the defect, the sin, the mistake went beyond the sixth, dahainu yoiser mishtus, nimtzo she'irev kosher beposel. Now he left the kosher box and he went into the posel box. Ki tekev kishinoigea yoiser mishtus, because the moment he touches more than a sixth, noigea beposel, he went out of his box completely, he's touching posel, the opposite. V'ubechinas ma'arev kosher beposel, which means he's mixing kosher and posel. V'alkein ha'mekach botel legamri, and therefore the deal is cancelled totally. Ki ha'mekach lo yehoyo rak levarer, because the whole purpose of the business of the deal was to separate good from bad, right from wrong. V'kivin she'adra b'yidei ois ha'mekach irvam yoiser, and since through this kind of a business deal, a person is not staying within his lane, within kosher or within posel, but rather he's making a mishmash by going, by charging, by overpricing or underpricing to such a degree, al kein botel gamri. Therefore, such a business deal is cancelled completely. Avol bepochos mishtus, but if the difference between the standard price and what this person is charging is less than a sixth, there we say eino nechshev klal. That doesn't count at all. Ki pochos michelik shisha, eino nechshev shom klal. Because less than a, when it's less than a sixth, over there moving around within your own box doesn't count at all. That's not a pigam. Ki ein shom rak vov bechino is kanal. Because there are only six divisions. It's not subdivided more than that. There are six sections. Kosher Posel says, as long as I'm less than a sixth, I'm still within my box 100%. It's not a problem. There are cars that they have. A close friend of mine has such a car where for safety reasons, they actually put this into a car. That besides all the other tricks, this car, the moment you go out of your lane, the moment you go into another lane, let's say there's a two or three lanes going in the same direction. The moment you go out of your lane, it beeps. It gives you a notification to tell you that there could be a problem. Be aware, because we know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people when they're driving, they drowsy a little, and a person loses consciousness for a moment, and they know that the minute that a normal driving means stay in your lane. Unless you're turning or something like that, you stay in your lane. When it senses that you're veering out of your lane, it wants to ring a bell to know, careful, the minute you cross that line, boom, there could be a problem. Could be, not there. Same thing, lahavdil, we're being told here. The next halacha is going to be a little bit longer, and it's based on a famous chapter in the Likutei Moharan, chapter 34, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a person addressing their Averois, their Taivois Rois, and Midois Rois. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about three major powerful tools that a person uses to help them succeed against their Taivois Rois and Midois Rois. One is the connection to the Tzaddik, the second is a connection to friends, and the third is a person's own personal connection to Hashem. We'll take this up in the next halacha.